be embarrassing.
Why would they sell jeans with holes in them? I'm going to speak to the manager.
Mom!
That hoodie is giving. You should get it. YOLO.
Thanks to the Chase mobile app, your kid can shop independently while you keep an eye on their spending. So you can go from...
We can be twinsies!
To...
How was shopping? Saw you stayed on budget.
Thanks, Mom.
Freedom for kids, control for parents. That's family banking from Chase.
Account subject to approval. Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JP Morgan Chase Bank N.A. Member FDIC.
Hey, is this 0600? What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early. Speaking of early...
Good morning! Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
They're all completely gassed. They've given it everything on the global bucket. Here comes Gigant! Here comes Gigant!
Gigant's making the play around Sweden.
Yes!
Jesse Gigant,
yes!
To the line.
Yes!
And it is,
yes!
Jesse Gigant,
oh!
Delivering a landmark moment that will be etched in U.S. Olympic history.
Hey, so how did it go today?
Pretty good.
I thought I was out. Pull me back in.
It's time for the Mickey Plyler Show here on The Roar.
Savoy hits two home runs. Clemson downs Charleston last night, takes on the Citadel down in the Port City today. Gamecocks lose to Charlotte at home. Billy Donlin leaves Clemson for Eastern Michigan's head coaching job, and Venezuela wins the World Baseball Classic over the United States. A busy Wednesday show, so let's go. Sports fans, glad to have you with us for the Wednesday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Wednesday, March the 18th, 2026. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. A lot to do today. Dr. Steve Martin, 725 Arthrex Sports Medicine segment. We'll take some of your texts to ask him about some your injuries and what all is going on in your world. Dane Young, UGASports.com, 805, Georgia getting ready for the NCAA basketball tournament. It's the spring practice notes at Georgia as well. 825, Andrew Oliphant, going to ask him about the TPC and what we saw there at Cam Young's win, including Cam Young's drive at 18, which is phenomenal. And a little TGL, watched TGL last night. I'll tell you about that coming up. Going to discuss the last night's NCAA basketball tournament, which we had Texas and a buzzer beater beating NC State and Howard down in Baltimore County. We'll tell you who those teams will be playing tonight's games as well. Prairie View A&M against Lehigh and Miami against SMU. We'll get into the college baseball scene from last night. Tigers get a couple of home runs from Savoy and beat Charleston 3-1. Citadel tonight. The Gamecocks, we're getting this later on. Nobody showed up. A tree fell in the forest. Nobody heard it. Charlotte down South Carolina 11-8. Billy Donlin, Clemson assistant coach, after the season is going to take over the Eastern Michigan job. More details of the Alabama basketball Holloway arrest. Lacrosse won last night, and then Venezuela won. And that event really took off. They beat the United States 3-2 and won the World Baseball Classic with a run in the ninth inning. We'll talk about all those and so much more. The guy that will guide us through it, the Cagey veteran. The guy that is all over the upstate, and sometimes you hear like the voice of God because he's the PA guy wherever, some other sporting event you're at. I forgot where it was. I was at a sporting event, and I was like, is that Mike Vaughn? And I had to hear it, listen, and it wasn't you because I texted you. That was women's basketball, maybe this year.
Yeah, I have not been in Little John this year, but I have gotten to serve the women's basketball team before.
But
good morning, Mickey.
Good morning, buddy. One of the things that I said to that is, you know you're good when – people start saying, hey, is that Mike Vaughn? Or people trying to imitate you. Like, I want the Mike Vaughn sound.
Well, I hope you don't call me the voice of God very often, because that's a title I can't earn there. But
ringing down from above.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
I like to refer to it recently as stadium voice. I don't know. That just has a ring to it.
Do you ever do, there are dramatic pauses. Like, Jesse Jackson was the best. You see when
I do not like green eggs and ham.
I do not like them, Sam. I am. You ever do that with the PA stuff?
I don't know. I just, most of the time I'm trying to read and sound like I'm not reading.
It's a good point.
You know?
Yeah.
You want it to be conversational, but most of the places I serve, I have a script, so yeah. I'm following the game day supervisor is laying down in front of me.
So you don't say scores from other games. Greenville, 4.
I don't say
Greensboro.
Number 2. Derek.
Jeter.
Number 2.
You don't do like the Arizona guy when Steve Kerr was there. Steve Kerr.
Who?
Kerr. I guess that twice. They'd say who?
I like that.
Yeah, you got to have a little.
Now, that is something when I go into a new venue, I try to ask all of the other staffers that are around, hey, are there any phrases or sayings that I need to know about? You know, for example, I've had the fun privilege of serving for Easley High School before for basketball and baseball.
Right.
And one of the things that they say at the end, no matter whether they win or lose, is go green, roll wave. I would have not known that had
go
I not
green,
asked.
Go green, roll wave.
Go green, roll wave, which was very fitting for yesterday.
Yeah, you wouldn't ever say go wave, roll green, though.
No.
All right.
So I love local flavor like that.
I like it. I'll allow it.
There you go.
Yeah, good stuff. What are we going to do in segment 2 today?
Mickey, there are 5 weeks in sports that I want to say are some of the most important sporting events of our time, and we're going to We're going to take a look at those, explore those a little bit in segment 2.
Can't wait. Going to have a good time doing that. Should be a good time. We got a lot to get into today. A lot of baseball today. College baseball and professional baseball. Let me just start out by saying this. Venezuela beat the United States 3-2. Did you watch any World Baseball Classic at all over the last couple of weeks?
I saw some highlights. I did not get to sit down and watch a baseball game, but I enjoyed it. I think it's something that's growing on me.
All right. Let me tell you what happened. And I was listening to Tim Kirchick talk about this on the way over. That event blew up. The ticket prices were thousands of dollars people were getting in. There were Venezuela fans all in Miami. It's a great place to host this one. When the United States played Mexico in Houston, it was 50-50. You couldn't buy tickets to the thing. They're sold out everywhere. You had so many great teams. And, I mean, if you think about it, the Japanese team with all their stars, they could have very easily won it. The Dominican Republic, with all their stars, they could have very easily won it. Italy was a surprise. They could have won it. You know, Puerto Rico and Cuba have fielded great teams. Colombia didn't have a great team this year. But, I mean, the point is, it was 20 teams, and it took off. The players, if you watch the celebrations, have you seen the celebrations, Mike?
Yes.
The guys are crying. The guys are... All 9 Venezuela players dropped to their knees. Like, it meant – it was exactly like what we saw with the Olympic hockey team. Like, this meant the world – and Kyle Schwarber said after the game, or after one of the games, he hit a home run earlier in the tournament. And he said, it's the biggest home run of my career. A guy that won the home run derby. A guy that's played and won World Series – played in World Series. The guy that has hit 350 home runs in his career – and Major League Baseball said, it's the biggest home run of my career. And they were buying into it. Bryce Harper, a big home run. Like, everybody's buying into it. And so when they had that kind of energy and passion coveting this championship, it sells. It's exactly like what we saw with both hockeys. And then you see the Ryder Cup, the United States team, where one team wants it in Europe, another team doesn't. And it doesn't sell, or the women's Olympic team, or the women's soccer team, and all the money and all that stuff. Look, there's a way to go about this. Have some passion for your country. Have some passion for your teammates. That thing sold, man. The fans are totally into it. Venezuela, that it was, I guarantee you guys will tell you this. It was probably their the highlight of everybody on the field's career. And just amazing. Suarez is go-ahead double in the ninth. It was as good a reaction as you're going to see on the base. And that's authentic, too. Like, it wasn't one of these, I'm going to do this dance or something. It was just raw emotion. And it reminds us of this. That's what we loved about college athletics forever. Is that the people in the stands in tears. Right? You watch whoever wins the National Basketball Championship in a couple of weeks. The fans will be in tears. We've seen Clemson fans National Championship in tears. People cutting down nets. The exuberance of that, like the raw emotion, the real, authentic emotion that you can't fake. Like, that's exactly what we wanted and needed. And that's why this event's huge. And it's going to get bigger. I didn't think going into it that it was a big deal. The level of play was phenomenal. The stadiums were filled. And I got to tell you, man, it was so fun to see. I think it's going to be a huge event in the future. So congratulations to Venezuela and the way they celebrated that. On the opposite end of that, South Carolina got beat yesterday by Charlotte, 11-8. Did you see pictures of the attendance?
I did not, but I do know what this is, their fifth loss in a row.
It's the fifth loss in a row. Let me give you this, buddy. I'm going to send you pictures, Mike. And now, when I send this to you, I want to remind you of this. This was a program that 10 years ago was the best program in the country.
This was at Founders Park in Columbia?
At Founders Park. Now, to be fair, it was cold.
Yes, it was brutally cold last night.
And this is yesterday afternoon, so it's a little bit warmer in the afternoon. To be fair, it was a midweek game in Charlotte. And to be fair, they're not very good. All right, I'm going to text you a couple different pictures here and get your thoughts on it, on what the crowd looked like. There's one I just sent you. When you get it, open it up and scan in and look and see.
All right, we're scanning.
I mean, it really...
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. There's nobody there. There's not 100 people in the stands.
And now it's not like it's pregame. This photo is bottom of the fifth inning. This is South Carolina batting.
Yep.
Now, here's one thing you can see, Mickey, is everybody that is there has moved way over on the first base side where the sun is still shining.
Yes.
There's maybe a dozen people behind home plate at the most. Wow. It's not good.
They were the best team in the country. And Mike, again, there's not – I don't know what you can list it as. I look up and see what they listed as. Nobody's there.
Mickey, you know what the first thing that comes to mind for me is I had the privilege of calling on radio a state championship game between Lexington High School and Blythewood High School at this very stadium, and there were over 6,000 people there.
At a high school game.
At a high school state championship. There's nobody at this game.
I got another one for you.
Oh, my goodness.
Let me see this picture here. This tells it even better because you can kind of see a little bit clearer.
Oh, man, from behind home plate.
Look at that. Now, that's the opposite. And the point is that's the passion that I'm talking about. You look at the different – it's the same sport. That's a different level. But there were times in there where you went into the Founders – Park and you could hear yourself think the crowds were so electric.
I mean, I've been to games there, Mickey, where I was just hoping I could get out into that left field grandstand.
Yes. You know,
back behind the wall, that big grandstand they have. Just hoping there might be a seat left in that spot.
There's one thing, you can't have apathy. I will tell you this. After seeing those pictures last night and the Gamecocks losing again, losing to Charlotte, and falling to 12-10 in a five-game losing streak. They'll get hammered this weekend. I will tell you this. He won't survive the season now. That picture, those two pictures I sent you were the difference in, like, he won't make it. That's it. You can't have apathy. You can't have – and it would be different if it wasn't, the best program in the country just a few short years ago.
Now, has Ray Tanner already transitioned out of his position?
He is a consultant.
Okay.
He's a consultant.
And were you surprised that Maneri got asked back for this season?
Mike, what do you think? No, not this season, but he's gone. I mean, he'll be gone here in the next few weeks, I feel like. What do you think that they announced attendance at last night?
They probably announced it like over 1,000 because of season ticket prices. I mean, purchases and all that.
5,938 attendance. 5,938. That's tickets sold, obviously. But
there's a difference between tickets sold and attendance.
I know. Look, there wasn't 593.
No, not there those pictures you just sent me.
There wasn't 938. I'm not sure there were 38, but there wasn't 5,938.
There might have been 938 at the beginning, but by the time those pictures were taken in the fifth inning, there might not have been 38.
That's it. All right, we got a lot to do. You're going to talk in segment two about this time of year.
The most beautiful 5 weeks of sports.
I love that topic.
In the whole year.
I absolutely love that topic. Tell you about my great friends, Patterson Tax Service, PATTAX.com. This is a company that, I got my taxes done, Mike.
Yes, you did.
And it just went awesome. Dropped them off at 5:30 in the morning, picked them up a couple days later, and they were awesome. And I'll just remind you that if you look at the calendar, today is Wednesday, March the 18th, and we got 1, 2, 3. We are exactly 4 weeks away from today. The sense of urgency has hit you. You got yours done yet?
I'm close.
All right. Sense of urgency is done. Get it done now. Make your appointment. Walk-ins are welcome. Take care of it. Patterson Tax Service, PATTX.com, PATTAX.com, 864-859-8289. Segment two with Mike Vaughn. You return right after this.
Come home to Clemson. While the students are on spring break, join the Clemson Alumni Association for Alumni Spring Break, March 20th and 21st. Take part in a weekend of fun and activities, including campus tours, a Saturday market, and a downtown block party featuring Corey Smith in concert. Remember walking around the campus when you were a student? Well, you won't believe how much it has changed. See the growth around campus. Walk inside some of the new and historic facilities, and then head on down Friday night to a closed College Avenue for a concert featuring Corey Smith. Then take part in Clemson's Campus Quest, a bar crawl, and a special beer stein promotion. The Clemson Alumni Spring Break, March 20th and 21st in Tigertown. For registration information, go to alumni.clemson.edu/alumni-spring-break. That's alumni.clemson.edu/alumni-spring-break, March 20th and 21st.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber.
Plumber fast.
I always call One Tom Plumber.
One Tom what?
Here, dial the number one, then Tom Plumber. Or just tell your smartphone to call One Tom Plumber. They promise to be there in an hour.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber. One Tom Plumber.
For over 40 years, Carolina Lawn and Tractor has delivered value you can trust. We're more than a John Deere dealer. Our full line of steel products means you get the right tool every time. Right now, get $50 off the BR600 backpack blower, $50 off mini steel chainsaws, and $50 off the steel BGA 50 blower. Parts and service are handled on site. Visit Carolina Lawn and Tractor at carolinalawnandtractor.com or 4389 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Taylor's today.
Kraft Stove Store and Patio is here to help your home stay warm and cozy until spring with over 20 burning displays of vented and vent-free gas logs. Vent-free logs will heat for just pennies an hour and even keep you warm and cozy in the event of a power failure. Kraft Stove Store and Patio even features the Radiant Heating vented gas logs that have a real fire look and radiant heat. Visit Craft Stove Store and Patio, located on 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Taylors.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Hi, I'm Ashley Moore. My husband Platt and I started AMPM Farms in 2020 with just 24 cows. Today we raise over 700 head of cattle on our 505-acre farm. The A, P, and M in AMPM, that's us. We do this for our four kids and for your family too. No vaccines, no hormones, no antibiotics, ever. That's real farm to table. Shop at our three-store locations 7 days a week in Fountain End, Greenville, and Traveler's Rest, or online at ampmfarmsbutcheryandmarket.com.
Need portable toilets for your construction sites or next event?
Call 864-238-8800.
Yes, Royal Flush Toilet Rental is your answer when it comes to emergency rentals, festivals, wedding, or backyard parties.
Call 864-238-8800.
Remember, if you're in upstate South Carolina, Royal Flush Toilet Rental is locally owned, dependable, and your local portable toilet company.
Call 864-238-8800.
Hey, it's Walt. Forget the 12-hour drive to Buffalo. Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar in Walden is serving the real deal. Stone oven pizza, thicker than New York City. Never doughy, just that perfect crust. The wings, crispy, juicy, and loaded with that buttery, spicy buffalo kick. And if you've never had one, order the legendary beef on weck. You'll thank me later. Moretti's, just off I-385 on East Butler Road in Walden. Moretti's, where everyone's a regular.
The 2026 All-In Ball, presented by The Roar, is almost here. Join us on Friday, March 27th, as we go back to the future to raise funds for organizations doing life-changing work in South Carolina. Hop in your DeLorean and join Dabo's All-In Team Foundation for a fun night while making a difference in our community. Expect great food and drink, an impactful keynote speaker, iconic live and silent auctions, and more. Limited sponsorships and tickets are still available. Visit dabosallinteam.com for more information.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Conference pride is great until kickoff. We are The Roar.
You'll never find, as long as you live, someone who loves you tender like I do. You'll never find,
oh,
no matter where you search,
Michael Vaughn,
someone who cares about,
I don't care. I mean, look, there, you know, I talk about singers all the time, right? And I make fun of singers. There's not many that have the pipes that Lou Rawls had. Oh, my gracious. That man had a set of pipes, huh?
Yes, sir.
Great job, man. Appreciate you doing that. My great friends at Trail Tailored Homes. You know, Trail has built the reputation of being the leading commercial builder in the upstate of South Carolina and in North Carolina. And Matt Rice has built his reputation for 25 years in the building industry. And this thing came down to Matt Ruth. I'm sorry, Matt Ruth. This came to Matt Ruth saying, let's do this. And Keith and Will and the guys decided to do it. High-end tailored homes in the upstate of South Carolina. The projects in Western North Carolina as well. These are the focus building approach, the ultimate living experience created by these guys in the high-end building and renovation. So this collaborative effort, it's got an integrated approach, it's flexible and guided, it's going to save you money, it's going to be built on time and on budget. It doesn't have to be a bad deal. It can be the better building experience. What you've known about Trail forever, now you know about Trail Tailored Homes. So you got that new home build, renovation stuff for you. Trail Tailored Homes, 800-319-7006. Mike, just one quick note for segment two.
Yes, sir.
The promo there said conference pride doesn't matter when as soon as kickoff or lights come on, whatever it might be.
Yeah.
It's a good thing because last night in the SEC, Vanderbilt got beat out of conference game. by Indiana. South Carolina got beat by Charlotte, out of conference game. We saw Oklahoma, the eighth rate Oklahoma get beat by Southeastern Louisiana. Number two, Texas got beat by Tarleton last night.
Weren't there like 11 power fours that got beat by mid-majors or something like that?
Alabama got beat by South Alabama last night. There's five in the SEC alone.
Wow.
That got beat last night. Let me quickly get the ACC stuff for you and to see how the ACC contributed to that downfall there. Georgia Tech lost to Auburn. That's about a top five. So that was one. Duke got beat by Campbell. That's one of the mid-majors that beat them. They can do that way. And Connecticut beat Cal. It's not a mid-major. Anyway, with that said, won the ACC. But five SEC teams fell to the likes of Charlotte and Tarleton and Southeast Louisiana and all that. So anyway, that being said, segment two with Mike Vaughn.
Mickey, always good to be with you on a Monday. Why am I saying Monday? On a Wednesday. It's middle of the week.
I hope it's not Monday, man.
I meant to say morning is right. What I was trying to say.
Right.
Sometimes my words don't come out. The synapses don't connect, you know. But, Mickey, I was thinking yesterday when I was contemplating the great day that it was being your birthday, I started thinking, you know, I think that these next 5 weeks are some of the greatest weeks of sports in the whole year.
Oh,
and here's the reason that I picked 5 weeks. When I was a kid, for some reason, I liked the number five. A lot of people choose to group things in the number three, and that's great. Maybe these are the three greatest months of sports.
Lou Holtz always did three.
March, April, May might be the three best months. Oh, you could argue okay. That. But I'm going to go with 5 weeks, and here's the reason I picked 5 weeks. Mickey, March the 17th begins a five-week period, your birthday, that ends in late April with my birthday. We're exactly 5 weeks apart.
All right. I like it.
And so here are the things that are going to happen in these 5 weeks, which are just incredible, which also make me appreciate Mr. Nance when he got to do a lot of these events. But, of course, March Madness started yesterday. We're starting the play-in games last night, right?
Right.
And we need to hear the results on those because you need to get me.
Howard beat Boston, Baltimore County and Texas beat NC State last night.
Okay, there you go. All right, then, and I want to get into a little bit of what goes into getting us ready for these great events. Obviously, the women's basketball tournament is starting this week as well.
Right.
And then you've got Major League and Minor League Baseball starting. Major League opening night this year, which seems to get earlier and earlier every year, is March 25th. That'll be next week. The Yankees and the Giants will square off on March 25th. That'll be awesome. The next day, the full regular season kicks off for most of the other teams. We just finished up the World Baseball Classic, which you talked about in the last segment. Then, of course, in golf. Maybe the greatest two tournaments of all time. You may disagree with one, but obviously the Masters this year, the April 6th through the 12th. Now, here's kind of a cool thing I contemplated. When all of the professional golfers get to Augusta National on Monday, some of them may arrive earlier, but on Monday the 6th, do you think they hang out in the clubhouse and watch the national championship basketball game together?
Not in a clubhouse. They all rent their houses around Augusta, and they'll have their little things. That, yes, they'll get together and watch them. Some of the guys, you know, will get together. A lot of them have their families and all that kind of stuff. But, yes.
And you know where that game is being played this year?
Indianapolis.
That's correct. Indianapolis, Indiana. So the Masters. And then the week after the Masters, the next greatest golf course or golf tournament of all time, the Heritage, down at Sea Pines Plantation. Hilton Head Island.
I'll push back on that. It's great. I worked it 3 years. I love Harbortown. It's a great place. John Farrell and his crew down there is awesome.
But if you ask the pros,
they love it.
So
they
many of them love that week. It's more relaxed. They get to have their families there. They experience the beach, the coast of South Carolina. So I would argue that it's the second greatest golf tournament behind the Masters. All right, then other things happening in the next 5 weeks.
You lose that argument, but yes, go ahead. If you like being wrong myself, yes.
Well, you know, I'm going to stand my ground sometimes.
Yeah, but, I got you.
The FIFA World Cup, they're starting to get some action going with that. You got UEFA Champions League quarterfinals coming up in early April. all kind of stuff. You got, you know, Morgan Thomas would love that Formula One's going to be in Japan and Bahrain and Saudi Arabia and all those places. I don't keep up with those guys. But we're getting ready for Indy during that time. Let's see what else you got. You got all kind of stuff. You got the curling world men's championship.
How about spring football at spring all across football. The Southeast?
That's right, especially in Death Valley. And the Boston Marathon on April 20th. All right, so let's take a step back, Mickey. So we're already at March Madness. Think about the people at Bon Secours Wellness Arena in Greenville. What were some of the preparations that went into being ready for these teams to start arriving maybe as early as yesterday or today?
Oh, you know, you're talking about years. You know, it's a full year of prep and the tickets and the promotions and the hotels and the food and the box sales and the securities and the parkings. And, I mean, oh, you're talking about – and then all the NCAA tournament. You know, you'll have a tournament – not a tournament director, but an NCAA rep that will be there to run things and in case things – and something will happen with some clock malfunctions and some blackboards are going to break, whatever it might be. You got all that stuff. Staffing all that, man, that's a major, major deal.
Stocking the concessions, scheduling all the security people, all the ushers, all of the production folks.
I wonder how many tens of millions of dollars that this would generates for the upstate. And it would be tens of millions when it's all said and done there.
I got two good friends that will be serving at Bon Secours this week. DJ Shea, that we know from Clemson, will be there out in the plaza entertaining folks as they come into the arena. And then DJ KB, who I get to work with over with the Spartanburgers, I saw a great – he posted a story yesterday where he was rolling his equipment out of Fifth Third Park and rolling it into Bon Secours Arena, getting ready. He'll be doing some DJing in there. Those are two great guys that love to entertain fans.
You mean they got a playlist? Is that what they do? They hit like
no, man. They're mixing it up, man. They're really doing it on site.
What are you talking about?
No.
You just hit play, right?
No. You got to understand the science.
Cha-cha, slide, right? Don't you do that, and then you.
Yeah, there you go. They know how to entertain. So I'm going to talk up those guys. And then, all right, let's fast forward.
How long in advance do they do their playlist? Just kidding. I'm picking. I'm just joking.
Let's move on to.
How about like the guys? One thing you don't like, I did down. Well, you went down to East Lake.
Yes, I did.
Last year?
Last August.
You know, they start doing those builds of the outdoor temporary stands.
Yeah.
But they used to be like this grandstands. Now they're like air conditioned with plumbing.
I asked an official at East Lake last end of last summer, how far in advance are you starting to build these? Some of those things are 3 months out.
Yeah.
And now you think about the Masters. They shut the Masters down before the tournament. How long is it you can't play it for a certain period of time there, right?
Mm. Not really. They'll play all the way up. The Masters is different.
Well, but it's different because there's not a lot of
play anyway. Yeah. But they'll be playing all the way up until and then there's different days. You know, guys can bring family members out, and you got the drive, chip, and putt.
Yeah,
you have to play with a member up until a certain time. But until you get an invitation to the Masters, then you go play by yourself. No, I've got a buddy of mine who's caddying on tour, and his player is going to the Masters this year, so they're going next week. And so you go all the way up until they might be able to cut off in there. So, but they don't, there's not that many rounds, so they don't have to go and stop play like you do at like TPC or something like that, or Harbortown. I don't know how long Harbortown cuts down, maybe 3 or 4 days in advance, but they start limiting play and all that. I'm sure.
But I've heard Augusta National looks totally different without the grandstands. It does. Without all the,
it does. I have the pleasure of playing it one time when there's none of that up there. It looks so much more wide open. Like it's just, cause you know, one of the major advantages, PGA Tour players have two great advantages. One is that they never going to lose a golf ball. You know, you and I go play, and we hit it 250 yards out there in the woods, and nobody saw where it landed, whatever. Tour player, man, they find your golf ball because there's people out there that saw it, where it went, and, you know.
Or it hit somebody.
Yeah, the other advantage is they got backboards around every green.
That's right.
Either through seats and corporate tents and all that, or grandstands, or just people lining up around every green, and so it's going to bounce off of and stop the ball right there. It's not going to go bouncing, bounding out, you know, from behind the green and all that. But with that said, I forget where we're going with it.
Think about getting a baseball park ready. Like,
oh man,
you gotta. There's paint going up. There's checking the seats. The ticketing. The metal detectors. Everybody's got to have those. I mean, there's so much and that's all happening right now for these big events that we love so much.
Oh yeah, you're talking about months and months and the logistics.
There's a lady somewhere in Augusta she's getting ready to pull out that pimento cheese, man, and start making those sandwiches.
Yeah, she is. Thank goodness she is. And, one of the biggest changes in sports is the social aspect. I've talked about that. And people are drinking more and they're getting all into it more and more and more. With that being said, the security, because, I think that one of the things sports has to worry about now is, I'm not going to New Year's Eve in Times Square just because I don't trust, the security part of it. I'm in Arizona for the Clemson and Ohio State game out in Glendale, and there is you can't get within 200 yards of the stadium because it's outside perimeter, and these guys are walking around with machine guns, and you got sniper guys on the roof everywhere. Like, I felt safe in that building. I told you, we went into this national championship game in L.A. We got a Clemson fan that listens on the Secret Service, and he invited me down to meet him on the field and all, and I did that. And the guy, I said, man, how long have I been here? He goes, we've been here for 3 days. So he said, well, let me tell you what I'm telling you right now. This is the safest building on earth.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Right now. But my point is, I think the security has as big a role as anybody now, because I ought to be able to take my family – to Bon Secure Arena on Thursday and Saturday and feel safe.
I saw what you did there. Bon Secure.
Is that what it is? Well, I don't even know. What is it?
I mean, if you feel secure, that's what you should call it, right?
Oh, I see. I was going to say Bilo Center or something. I don't know. No, but you know what I'm saying, Mike? It is not asking too much. That if you're going to invite me out or if I'm going to pay these ticket prices or whatever, then you – you ought to make me, feel safe.
Absolutely.
And so that's, that's the biggest thing to me, no doubt about that. Mike, you're right. It is the best time in sports right now because there's so many things going on. When we come back, we got open phone lines, two open phone line segments, Tiger Diagnostic phone lines, Addison Covering for text line. Love to hear from you. We'll take a short break. We'll come back. 654 Roar. Much more when you come back after this.
Sitting here today with good friend Jeannie Mahaffey of Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Jeannie, listener asked, Walt, I let time sneak up on me and did nothing on my Medicare choice for 2026. Is there anything that Jeannie can help me with?
Sometimes life gets in the way and we just can't handle it all timely enough. Did you get a surprise when you picked up a prescription? Or how about when you went to the doctor? The qualified answer is, it's probably not too late, and we can most likely help you. Odds are good that you will qualify for one of the many special election periods that we can use to enroll a Medicare recipient, and it's our job to figure that out. If you'd like to have an agent who services its customers, give us a call today at 864-307-8484, and let's see how we can help you. We'll see if you're in the plan that's right for you. Call us at 864-307-8484. Again, 864-307-8484.
Your smile deserves championship care. Celebrate your winning smile with Ace Smiles in Liberty. Inspired by USA Hockey's gold medal win, new patients get a free mechanical toothbrush and whitening kit. Book your first appointment, brighten your smile, and score your gold medal gift. Dr. Lawless and the Ace Smiles team combine technology, techniques, and hospitality to make every visit comfortable. Schedule now at ace-smiles.com. That's ace-smiles.com. Ace Smiles, where every smile is championship worthy.
Ryan Beasley Law has expanded to serve our clients in more locations. If you face pre-arrest investigations, state or federal charges, civil litigation, or collegiate student conduct matters, we can represent you in courts across our state, including magistrate, city, state, and federal courts. Our proactive approach is relationship-driven, client-centered, and focused on achieving the best possible resolution. We're in Greenville and downtown Spartanburg. Call 864-679-7777 or find us online at ryanbeasleylaw.com.
Turn on the fun. and see where the light takes you.
Cash Pop from the South Carolina Education Lottery is easy to play, with tons of chances to win. Pick a number from 1 to 15, and you could win up to $2,500, or play all 15 numbers, and you're guaranteed to win. So let the good times glow with Cash Pop, the light of the party. Get more details at sceducationlottery.com.
Looking for the right solid surface flooring for your home? Do you have a few questions about the best options? No worries. That is where Greer Flooring Center and our consultants can help you. Our team of local professionals can show you hardwood, luxury vinyl, tile, engineered hardwood, and answer your questions to customize the perfect space for you. Remember, you'll always find a knowledgeable, experienced staff member and the right prices at Greer Flooring Center.
Visit us at GreerFlooringCenter.com.
The Wahala Performing Arts Center proudly presents Trey Twitty and Tila Lynn on March 28th. Louisiana woman, Mississippi man, we get together every time we can. Experience the timeless magic of Conway Twitty and Loretta Lynn as their grandchildren carry the torch with classics including Hello Darling and Coal Miner's Daughter. Trey and Tila bring the stories behind the songs to life, funny, touching, and straight from the family that lived them. It's like stepping back into country music history. Get your tickets now at WahalaPAC.com.
You can count on Ace Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air for HVAC repairs, installations, replacements, and maintenance. Their certified technicians deliver fast, honest diagnostics with the latest tools to solve the real problem, not just some quick patch job. They will give you upfront pricing and a one-year labor guarantee. If that's not enough, they offer flexible financing, first-time customer specials, and discounts for veterans and seniors. Proudly serving the upstate in the bold white and blue trucks, visit acehomeco.com today.
The War FM Annual Bracket Challenge is back.
Soaring to the NCAA Tournament.
We're putting your basketball IQ to the test for a chance to win the ultimate Clemson prize pack. We're talking tickets to see the Tigers in action on the gridiron, the court, and the diamond. That's right, Clemson football, basketball, and baseball tickets are all up for grabs. Plus a ton of other great prizes you don't want to miss.
March, tournament time.
Don't get left on the bench. Head over to RoarFM.com right now to download your bracket and get in the game. The Roar FM Bracket Challenge.
Sports talk you can't ignore. We are The Roar.
I said a hit. Mike, I like how you hit play over there. That's good. Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Hey, Engineer Sleep. You know, when I was younger and my back wasn't bad and my body didn't ache, how I would get a mattress is that my aunt would get a new mattress and she'd pass hers down to me or whatever. My uncle or whatever, they'd send it down. Like, oh, yeah, I'll take that one. Oh, yeah, Mickey, he'll take that one. Thank goodness I've advanced to where now I can not only buy my own mattresses, but I can also advance to where I can buy the best mattresses. But with that said, I still am going to do some shopping around. When I mentioned to Jay Davis Orders about a family member of mine that paid $10,000 for their bed, the guy said, hold on, man, find out what kind of mattress they got. And I told him, and it was one of those national deals, and their answer was, boy, they got duped. That thing's like, it's a bunch of shysters on that deal. And so my thing is, these are local guys, man. They're not going to dupe anybody. Let's get you the best mattress in the world. Two brand new ES Duo mattresses over there right now. Check those out. Go by their 95,000 square foot showroom. You went by there, didn't you, Mike? The big, huge showroom?
I've been by there multiple times, Mickey. It's a great experience. Oh, man. It's a great bed, a great mattress. I love it.
Love it. Go by and see our great friends. It is Engineer Sleep. Get that thing done. The best mattress local right here. And we're lucky to have them, no doubt about that. All right, we got a lot to do. So, NCAA basketball tournament. Last night, Howard beats Baltimore County. Texas buzzer beater beats NC State. Tonight, Prairie View A&M and Lehigh. Mike, I did this now. You might have listened. You listen a lot. I can't believe you listen as much as you do. I did. I tried to give Will Clanton a brand new $100 bill if he could name the mascots. Did you?
No.
You didn't hear that?
I did not hear that, and I am not prepared for that.
Well, you know Texas.
I need that $100 bill, Mickey.
Yeah. You know Texas. This is the last night's games.
The Texans.
No, Texas, University of Texas.
The Longhorns.
Right. Yeah. NC State, you knew.
Wolfpack.
Right. Baltimore County, you might have known because they won an NCAA tournament game a few years ago.
Baltimore County.
UMBC.
I'm going to go with the Knights.
They're the Retrievers. And then the Howard Bison.
I got you.
Even though they're in Washington, D.C., and there's no Bison in Washington, D.C. now. Tell you that. Anyway, my point there was tonight you've got the Prairie View A&M Panthers and the Lehigh Mountain Hawks will be squaring off. I would guess it's one of the first times we've ever seen Panthers and Mountain Hawks square off. And then tonight, Miami of Ohio, who are the Red Hawks, and SMU, obviously the Mustang. Anyway, Prairie View is a 3.5-point dog to Lehigh tonight, 640 on True TV. SMU is a 6.5-point favorite over Miami of Ohio tonight in their game. And then it all gets started in Greenville, South Carolina tomorrow, 12:15. TCU and the Ohio State University at Myrtle Beach in Charleston.
I wonder if there's a single hotel room available in Greenville this week.
I imagine there is on two ends, the very, 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 very high end, the, you know, the $8,000 a night somewhere up there in some boutique and somebody's saving it because the president might come or something. And then there's got to be a couple of roach motels that you got to one or two other slots.
Maybe down on Highway 25 somewhere.
Yeah, maybe, maybe. And the other side of it is – those that might be driving back and forth to Charleston and Myrtle Beach for Ohio State.
Maybe the suite you're talking about, the Bohemian Wilderness Lodge there overlooking Falls Park. Maybe
yes. That's prime real estate right there.
There you go.
Yeah, prime real estate. With that said, we got that. We got college baseball. Clemson beats Charleston last night. Savoy hits two homers. Didn't mention it enough, but Nate Savoy last night, all three RBIs, he homers – and gives Clemson homers in the first and the third, and Clemson hangs on. What they saw last night was Dylan Harrison gave him four strong innings of just one run, one walk, and Simerson closed things out in the last inning and a third with no runs, no hits, no walks, retired all four batters. But how about Noah Samal last night? 3 2/3, three hits, no runs, no walks, six strikeouts. That's what you've been waiting on with him. Big, tall, Georgia Tech transfer guy. Besides that, not a whole lot of offense for the Tigers, but a nice win against Charleston. Hey, Clemson proves a 17-4 overall and now faces the Citadel tonight. Lacrosse won yesterday. They ninth-ranked Clemson beat Mercer 16-8. Good stuff there. And towards the World Baseball Classic stuff. There's a lot going on. Let's get to our Tiger Diagnostic phone lines. Arthur is in Knox Vegas, Tennessee. Good morning, Arthur. How you doing, buddy?
How you doing, Mickey?
I'm great, buddy. Hope you are, too.
Two things.
All right.
Is the pitching for Clemson this year, well, it seems like it may be the difference in them having a chance to go to the College World Series this year.
I would agree with that. And it's not just the pitching. It is the it's the depth of it. And the versatility of it. So you got more power arms, which you desperately needed. You got got different kinds of pitchers and different roles. And roles are still being determined. But I think you're going to see some more roles increase too. Like, I don't think we've seen enough of Vesey yet. He's kind of working his way in. He's only pitched 4 1/3 innings. I don't think we've seen enough of Peyton Miller yet. Obviously, Moeller coming back from Tommy John, his role is going to increase. If Samal pitches like he pitched last night, he'll get more innings. But, you know, we've only seen Danny Nelson now for 7 2/3. I can need more of him, more Lagernick, more Brown. Dylan Harrison, obviously, in his starts, he started three games. He's got a 1.76 ERA. We need to see more of him, more of Bennett, you know, more of Easton or Eston Simpson. We'll probably see him tonight. And, look, this is a very, very talented, deep, and versatile pitching staff.
Now, on the football side, I know everybody wanted to have a transfer portal quarterback. So, if the quarterback you don't think is very good, how do you help him? What do you do when you have to play a team that has a better defense? What do you do to help him? Do you run more screens? And then the wide receiver, we have one of the more talented group of wide receivers, and you got speed with them, and you got a running back that has great speed. You know, you get them on the corner, you throw screens to them. You know, what do you do to help the quarterback if you don't think he's very good? How do you help him?
Yes, everything you said. And I'll even add to it, you got to throw the ball deep more too, because you got to get those safeties out of there. You know, you got to find a way to get the safeties and the pressure release stuff. You got to find a way to do that. I would say that all those things and more, and the offensive line has to play well, and running backs have to play well. If you're not going to be great at quarterback, then you certainly can't drop balls at wide receivers. So you got to catch balls. You got to make yards after contact. Running game's got to get going. Play callers got to help them out. I mean, there's an awful lot of things you can do, but the answer, yes, all those things and more, because you're going to have to pick up the rope, and everybody's got to pull their part a little bit and get the thing done.
Can I ask you one last question?
Sure, of course.
About basketball, I know the one coach is going to get a new job to be a head coach, which is great.
Right.
Who do you get to come in and fill his position?
Doesn't it just feel like Earl Grant is the natural guy there? Grant that was with Brad Brunell. That he was at Clemson with Brad Brunell from 2010 to 2014 before getting the head coaching job at Charleston and Boston College. Doesn't it feel like, because Billy Donlin, the thing is, he brought head coaching experience here, and now you've got Earl Grant out of a job. Does he want to get back in it? I don't know, but it just feels like, hey, man, we got Billy from Kansas City to Eastern Michigan. Maybe get Earl Grant from Boston College to whatever his next head coaching job might be. It feels like that's a Earl Grant role to me. There's other guys now. I'm not saying it's a done deal, but it feels like that's a pretty natural fit there for Earl to come back to Clemson to work with Brad again and maybe get a little better situation down the future.
Do you think Clemson will win against Iowa?
I don't know. Can they score 65? I mean,
if the guards, say Johnson and the little short,
Porter,
and you can get Buckner to drive and dish, and then if Davidson can hit a couple threes at the top of the key.
You gotta shut down Bennett Sturts, 6'4" guard who's averaging over 20 a game, and I mean you got to find a way to shut him down. He's their offense. They're only gonna score about 60, but a third of them will come from their 6'4" sophomore guard, and he's gonna fill it up. He's gonna take more of their shots, and if you look at it, he's taking twice as many shots as anybody on their team. And are made twice as many shots. He's taken more than twice as many shots, and he's taken most of their way more than anybody else in free throws and free throw attempts and all that made. And all. It's everything runs through him. So defensively, you got to shut him down, not shut him down, but hold him at bay. He can't go off for 30.
Don't you have one guy that covers him and you cover him like glue?
Well, yeah, but that's easier said than done. I mean, that's what Ohio State tried to do and Indiana tried to do. I mean, everybody knows the game plan is, yes, do that. With that said, Michigan, the number one team in the country at the time, tried it, and he's got 21 on them. And against ranked teams, he scored 23 against Wisconsin and 25 against Nebraska. And he scored 36 in a game this year against Northwestern and 32 against Maryland. He's just consistent.
Or you let him get his points and you don't let the other players beat you.
I don't say let him, but I'm saying, do all you can to make it hard on him and make him work on the defensive end too. You know, all these things talk about going together, make him guard you. and let's wear him out, and let's put different bodies on him. Let's beat him up a little bit, and let's put, you know, physical up and body up on him, and change the looks on him a lot. Arthur, I got to run, man. I appreciate the phone call. Hope you have a great day. You're not going to shut Bennett Sturts down. No one really has. He's got double digits all the way going back. Every game since December the 20th, he's got double digits. He's only two games this year that didn't have double digits. He's going to score. And as athletic as Michigan was, he had 21 against Michigan. You know? So he's going to get his. But you don't just let him have it. You do everything you can to stop every single possession. I said it on Monday Night Show, a rock fight. It's going to be a rock fight. Game's going to be in the 60s. Clemson, Iowa, Friday night, 6:50. Short break. We'll come back. One more open phone line segment. Love to hear from you. Mike Vaughn, Mickey Plowler, more to this.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.